The voluntary assisted dying debate continues in the upper house. And today, in a departure from the usual practice, there will be a special sitting. The Legislative Council will sit today on a Friday. Very, very rare that this happens because they want to make progress on the voluntary assisted dying debate. Now, the Premier continues his running commentary on the conduct of this debate in the upper house. And on the front page of the West Australian this morning, he's told Pete Law from the West that the tactics of the Liberals are shameful and undemocratic for standing in the way of this bill from passing. He says that every week there is a delay represents another week that a dying West Australian in pain and suffering is being denied their choice. Given that when this bill passes, there'll be an 18-month phase-in period, I think that's a pretty interesting interpretation of what's going on in here. But are Nick Gorán and Upper House Liberals behaving in a shameful and undemocratic way? Well, yesterday, the debate was happening in the Upper House, and I had a look at the Hansard this morning. And what I saw were contributions to the debate, yes, from Nick Gorán, but I also saw contributions from Aaron Stonehouse from the Liberal Democrats, from Martin Pritchard from the Labor Party, who actually moved an amendment. I saw contributions from Jackie Boydell from the Nationals, from Simon O'Brien from the Liberals, for Charles Smith, crossbencher, Michael Mission from the Liberals, and Adele Farina from the Labor Party, who I will come back to at some point as we continue to talk about this. Also saw contributions from Rick Mazza from the Shooters and Fishers Party, who joins me on the line. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you doing today?
Thank you for your time. I'm well. Now, do you agree with the Premier that the Upper House has been subject to shameful and undemocratic tactics as this bill has been debated?
Gareth, look, I have to say that when I read the front page of today's West in relation to the death of democracy, I was somewhat incensed. Quite frankly, the death of democracy would be if the Upper House was to simply wave through this legislation because the Premier wants it to be. So we have a very important role to play, and there's been many pieces of legislation over the last couple of years that have come to the Upper House, and we've made amendments and returned it to the Assembly for passing. So, look, you know, the Assembly has a totalitarian regime down there, the crushing weight of numbers, but things are more finely balanced in the Upper House where things can be debated and the bill can be tested from many angles. And as you pointed out, there's many members from different political colours that have either debated this bill or moved amendments.
So do you think that Nick Gorán is responsible for raising a whole host of silly points to delay it and defeat it?
Well, look, you know, obviously this is something that Nick is very passionate about. And at one stage, I think he was criticised for having 350 amendments on the notice paper. But that was very disingenuous because, like in my case, I have about half a dozen substantive amendments which I would like to see changed in the bill. And what that results in, Gareth, is around 46 amendments with the consequential amendments. Now, Nick's amendments, he is now down to 50, and that's because within the first 10 clauses of the bill, some of his amendments were unsuccessful, and a lot of the consequential ones fell away. So to say there's this great big raft and pages of amendments is actually quite disingenuous. And look, I normally will not get into the crossfire between the government and the opposition, but I'm very disappointed that the Premier seems to be weaponising this particular piece of legislation for political purposes.
I think it's interesting on a couple of fronts that this is continuing to be framed as a test of Lisa Harvey's leadership of the Liberal Party on a matter that is a conscience vote where every member has an opportunity to, as the name suggests, vote their conscience.
Well, exactly, Gareth, and this is a significant piece of legislation. I mean, we in Western Australia since foundation 190 years ago haven't had legislation like this, so why there's this sudden rush to have this force through the system by Christmas time is really quite concerning. Look, there's lots of issues surrounding this bill. I mean, one amendment that I have that I'm very concerned about is that where someone wants to undertake a self-administration of the lethal substance to end their life, there's no requirement for an independent witness to be present. So all they require is a contact person who can be a family member to go in and collect the substance, which can then be stored in the house or the nursing home, wherever they may be. And there is no witness who needs to be present to make sure that the person taking the substance does so freely.
You have already stated you're opposed to this bill. Are all the amendments that have been proposed by people from MPs who are opposed to the bill, or some of the amendments proposed by MPs who support the bill?
Well, look, the government's actually moved some of its own amendments, Gareth. I mean, this was supposed to be a pristine piece of legislation that did not require any amendment. As we've entered into this debate, the government's now put forward some of its own amendments to make changes to the bill. So, look, the job of the Legislative Council, as I said in the first part of the interview, is it is there to scrutinise this bill. It's a significant piece of legislation. It is new legislation to the community, and it's up to members of the Legislative Council to test all aspects and all angles of this bill to make sure that it does serve the community correctly.
So, bottom line, death of democracy or democracy at work?
It's democracy at work, Gareth, without a doubt. And as I say, it's very, very disappointing that that this is being used, in my mind, as a political, weaponising a political purpose.
Rick Mazza, thank you for your time.
My pleasure, Gareth.